Ratko Mladic gave a thumbs up as he entered the courtroom in The Hague dressed in a grey suit with a red tie. But his attitude soon changed as the judges began to convict him of 10 out of 11 charges, ranging from genocide to ethnic cleansing.
For having committed these crimes, the chamber sentences Mr. Ratko Mladic to life imprisonment.
Presiding Judge Alphonse Ory said Mr. Mladic's role in carrying out the crimes, particularly the massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica, was undeniable. He added that his crimes were amongst the most heinous known to humankind.
The chamber found that the accused significantly contributed to achieving the objective of the Srebrenica joint criminal enterprise by way of committing the crimes of genocide, persecution, extermination, murder, and the inhumane act of forcible transfer.
But Mladic, dubbed the Butcher of Bosnia, was not in court for the final verdict. He was dragged out of the courtroom after judges rejected a request by his lawyers to halt proceedings because of his apparent high blood pressure.
We adjourn. Mr. Mladic will be removed from the courtroom. Mr. Mladic is, we adjourn, curtains down, Mr. Mladic will be removed from the courtroom.
As military commander of Bosnian Serb forces against Bosnian Croat and Bosniak armies, Mladic had been on trial at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia for the past 5 years. Surviving relatives gathered early outside the courtroom, many clutching photos of loved ones.
I feel very happy to have justice and truth 22 years on. I salute the court of The Hague as a mother, as a sister, as a wife. I salute the court in The Hague.
Chief United Nations War Crimes Prosecutor Serge Brammertz hailed the conviction, saying it's a milestone in the tribunal's history and international criminal justice.
Some today will claim that this judgment is a verdict against the Serbian people. My office rejects that claim in the strongest terms. Mladic's guilt is his and his alone. Others will say that Mladic is a hero and was defending his people. This judgment demonstrates that nothing could be further from the truth.
But reaction from politicians has been mixed. Bosnian Muslim leader Bakir Izetbegovic said the verdict was good for the future relations of the people of Bosnia.
Ratko Mladic is a criminal and
Ratko Mladic is a criminal and a coward because only cowards attack prisoners, women, children, civilians. For the sake of the future and easing of the pain of neighbors, because of future good relations, and we have to live together, no nation, including the Serbs, should consider Mladic to be a hero.
However, Milorad Dodic, president of Republika Srpska, a Serb autonomous region within Bosnia, said it will merely strengthen the belief of Serbian people that Mladic is a true Serb hero and patriot.
With this verdict, the Hague Tribunal will be remembered as a place which did not bring peace and reconciliation, but a place which just deepened our differences in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Serb school textbooks should erase all texts related to the Hague Tribunal, all about its work and existence. The perception of our people is that the court has been created to try only Serbs and to extend the suffering of Serb victims. Since the beginning of the tribunal's work, it was always operating against the Serbs.
Ratko Mladic's son, Darko, says his father denies the charges and plans to launch a legal challenge.
This is not a court, this is a NATO commission. And I must say that they are trying to criminalize legal endeavor of Serbian people in some times of civil war to protect itself from the aggression.
Mr. Mladic's trial was the last before the tribunal and came as the court in The Hague prepares to close its doors next month.